Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Napier's Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapiersSettlement.org. And don't forget, Chris Kindle Market is happening now at Napier's Settlement. Check out their website, NapiersSettlement.org. We'll give them a call for all those dates and times for the Chris Kindle Market. And don't forget, Napier Lights. Napier Lights is going on right now on the grounds of Napier's Settlement. You don't want to miss out on that. The number there is 630-305-5257. Napier's Settlement, where history comes to play. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And don't forget to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first lesson will be absolutely free. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. And for a limited time this week, I'm giving away a free oil change to Clark's Car Care. Just send me your message on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll be pulling a random name for that free oil change. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Hey, the holidays are here. You need help preparing for that special party or Christmas dinner? Well, Bliss Culinary Heaven can help. Bliss Culinary Heaven was created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson to fill a void in the culinary world. Bliss wants to spread locally sourced, high-quality, sustainable food to everyone. Check out Chef Tyler. He's been working with local farms to provide delicious flavors in creative and unique ways to tempt your taste buds, and he's been doing it for many, many years. Bliss is a culinary corporation offering several options for your guests, from catering to retail. Contact Bliss Culinary Catering at 630-865-1582. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Carl Knutson. He's not only a DJ for your wedding, but he can entertain him during the cocktail hour. He has an amazing voice. And I will personally vouch for him because he did my own wedding, Carl Knutson. Check him out, ladies, at 630-384. Actually, that's his number, 630-384-9614. Or you can check him out on the web, Facebook, Twitter, or email him at carl@carlknutson.net. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, thank you so much to Bocconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bocconi's.com. And we are so grateful to our relationship with North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. It's family-owned and operated since 1961. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? North Fork Farm offers services for weddings. I had my wedding there. Parties and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. They have tours available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. And finally, many thanks to another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Illusion Photography, to a world of capturing memories through the eyes of true artists. Illusion Photography in Oak Brook, 630-560-5684.
Hello, Dolly. I said hello, Dolly. What's up, girl? Yeah, she's breaking the news. I said hello.
day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Good Show, the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to another week where we bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, usually at my expense anyway. Thanks a lot. Oh, my goodness. What's the good word, everybody? Welcome to the program, WCKG 1530 AM. Hello to everybody on Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, the Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Hello to everybody there. Thanks for all those downloads. And 1010 News Talk. You can follow along on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What else are we on? There's something else we're on. I'm forgetting one. Pinterest. Yep, we're there too. Follow along and please do listen to the show every week. We've got lots of good information we'd like to share with you. It's the holidays. Happy holidays. Happy Advent. We got a great show coming up later on in the month with Tony Ocean. He'll be on. And, of course, you don't want to miss my duet with Tony Ocean. He's that Dean Martin impersonator. And we'll be singing It's Cold Outside. I think we've done this now. This will be our third year in a row. We're loving it. Hey, we're going on 5 years with the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is a show that's all about supporting non-for-profits in the Chicagoland area and beyond. We've got some that are located in other parts of the United States. We have listeners. We even have listeners in China that download this show. It's amazing. I got to learn some Chinese. For those of you listening in China, will you send me some words that I can practice so I can communicate with you? Oh, my goodness. And in Italy, buon Natale. It's that time of year. Tis the season to be jolly. I've done some interesting things with the family this month. I have this huge chalkboard we painted an entire wall in our kitchen, a chalkboard. So I created this huge Christmas, for the Advent season. I followed it from the first day of Advent to Christmas Day. We've got something fun on every single date. And it's not something big and major or even anything expensive. It's little things like mailing the Christmas cards, sharing Christmas carols. Yes, I'm trying to get my kids to sing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree. A White Christmas, that Norman Rockwell moment. I try to achieve that every day in this house, you know, sipping eggnog, making cookies. This Saturday we're making cookies. I hope you guys are enjoying the season because, you know, it's going to be gone in 3 weeks. Christmas will be come and gone, so we've got to take advantage of it. So seize the moment, seize today. I know you're working hard out there, but take time out every day to do something special for you and your family for the season. You'll be glad you did. Just take a moment. Take 20 minutes and read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" for your kids, or, you know, indulge in that extra Christmas cookie. So what? You have plenty of time to lose weight. You've got 6 months before you have to get in that bikini. Come on now. Relax, enjoy, and indulge in the season. Embrace the season. So I did this thing on my chalkboard, and wouldn't you know it, my stepson says to me, do we have to do everything that's on there? That's a lot of stuff. So I had to break it down for him. One of the dates I said, no humbugging. So I pointed that out. No humbugging. You know what that means? No complaining. Not that he was complaining, but it was just so cute. We're doing these KKs in the house too. The kids all picked out of a hat, a name. You know, I have 5 kids. My husband has 2, so we've got 7 between us. So we had a nice mixture, and everyone's got their secret KK, and they're doing something special for their KK. Well, there's always one that hasn't gotten something, so I always got to have a backup plan, right? Tell me what you're doing for the holidays. Tell me how you're enjoying it and how you're embracing this most wonderful time of the year. Do I sound so perky? Yes. Because I am. It's all in the attitude, folks. And talk about attitude. I have a gal on the show today who has an amazing attitude. I hope I can click her on. I'm trying to get her on here. She is the It's Tracy Janowitz. She's the owner and founder of Sweaty Swag. It's an athletic leisure clothing line designed to inspire. Talk about inspiration. She is very inspirational. I met her at a recent event back in September, just coming back from my honeymoon, that Magnolia Insight Group had I'm trying to remember the name of it now. It escapes me. But it was a bunch of women that got together. How awesome is that? When women can get together, share ideas, thoughts, share stories, share experiences. And Tracy really had a wonderful story. And I just loved her clothing line. She even gave my daughter a shirt. How sweet was that? She really inspired my daughter. And my daughter used her example to pay it forward herself and give back. And that's something that's very rare in society today. And so that really, you know, made Tracy stand out. So I said, I got to have this gal on the show. Tracy, are you there?
I'm here, Dolly. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Can you hear me?
I'm great. How are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm fantastic. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Okay, so the company is called Sweaty Swag. Life is sweaty. Work it out. Work it out, girl. I love that.
You got it.
Tell me how you came up with that name and tell us a little bit more about your company. Then we're going to dive into all the great things you're doing with the company culture that you're creating too.
Okay, awesome. Thanks again. Hello to everybody out there that's listening to me today. Hope you're having a great week. So Sweaty Swag actually kind of originated, I'd say, about 8 years ago. I am an entrepreneur, a small business owner with my husband, actually, and our first love is owning actually a local gym in the area in Elmhurst. And so that gym is called Patriot Sports and Fitness, and I've done that for 8 years. But I went to school for fashion, and I worked through retail at Nordstrom. I managed there for quite a long time, and I always had a love for fashion, and I had a love for fitness, and I love to inspire and teach through my classes. And I just started, I don't know, you know, when something just kind of comes to you and it kind of eats at you, and it kind of just, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of a whisper in your ear time after time after time. And it started to develop and turn into something more tangible for me. And I said, that's it. I want to inspire on a different level. And I said, I think clothing is my vehicle that I can move my message. And so I was doing, created everyday clothes, right? It's just everyday fashion. Some clothing is more based on the athletic side where you're wearing it in the gym and you're physically sweating. And then there's a lot of my line that is really just geared for everyday living. And, you know, I'm a mom, I have two young kids, and I'm on the go constantly. And I like to look like I feel good, but I also like to be comfortable and casual. So I knew if I was going to put everyday clothes out there, I needed to give it something that would make it stick, and I needed to give it value. And so I thought one in the name was something that could catch you. And I said, okay, sweat. I sweat for a living. You know, what can I do to let people
sick.
Know? But oh, sorry, I'm
mm-hmm.
just getting started,
that's certainly
sick. Sweaty swag. So, you know, sweat is derived from the physical sweat that I do every day in teaching classes and owning a gym with my husband. But it's really about where I want people to connect with me is on the emotional level. And it's about sweating emotionally. And it's about challenging yourself every day and living uncomfortably, whether it's something really small and tiny in our daily lives, or it's something really big and hairy and really something that's hitting heavy on your heart and on your shoulders. Like, those are the sweaty moments. And, you know, some of them are mundane and they're everyday and they're simple. It's who defines us and it's what makes us. And I just recently blogged about
it. Well, you're
it
not
and
saying,
I said,
you're absolutely, yeah, you're not saying living uncomfortably, meaning people are not, you know, enjoying their life. What you're really saying is go out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself,
absolutely.
Push yourself, inspire yourself and others around you while you're at it. And you never know what you can pick up and learn along the way. I totally agree with that thinking.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you touched on that because for me, you know, this clothing line kind of came out of me being really happy with my life. You know, I have a family, I'm lucky enough to have a loving husband that supports me. I have two, you know, healthy kids and I'm really happy with who I am, but it's the brand itself is really about, okay, taking a look in and always improving and changing, because if we're not changing, we're staying the same. And for me, I'm driven. I'm always seeking opportunities to, you know, improve myself. And so that's really where Sweaty Sweat comes from. And that tagline, well, I use it daily and in my clothing line always, like, life is sweaty. It's how we work it out, and we can choose to be a victim, or we can choose to kind of push up your sleeves and kind of go through it and come out stronger than when we started.
Absolutely. I love the message. You also have a lot of other positive messages that you use. You talk about how your actions impact others. You talk about kindness. You've even got on your website, you know, t-shirts of being kind. Tell us a little bit more about that. Why did you have
Absolutely.
To take on, why did you feel like you had to take on that campaign? Not enough kindness in the world? What is going on?
So, absolutely. So, for me, like I said, it was something that I wanted to, the clothing was a vehicle for me to spread my message. And so, on the other side of that brand is, how can I possibly put, and how can we possibly put positive energy out into that world if, for once, we can't look inside ourselves and feel good about who we are? So, I started doing more things related to kindness, and people started to actually really identify with that brand, side of my brand. So, the kindness is starts. I do a 5-day kindness challenge. And if you look at one of my blogs on my website, it'll kind of walk you through the steps and the days. So it's a bookmark that I hand out, and I'll talk a little bit more about the kindness acts that I do on every month. But it starts with day one, and day one can be, you know, you can just, every day can be a restart, right? So day one is being kind to yourself. And you just touched on it in your opening here. You know, take 20 minutes, take 10 minutes, take a minute, wake up, look in the mirror, and say something kind to yourself. Sometimes it's that simple to kind of just reset the tone for your day. And then so I go into lead to day two, be kind to a loved one. And so for me, that is sometimes harder than it sounds, because those are the ones that kind of see us at our worst. Those are the ones we sometimes take for granted. And we don't always create the opportunities to do something kind for a loved one. Nothing crazy. You don't need to go out and buy something or do something of that nature, but just something to let someone know. It's usually my husband that I insert into that category. It's, you know, just saying, I recognize you. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you, you know, for being my husband. Sounds cliche and silly, but sometimes I think we just need to do those things sometimes. Then day three is, you know, being kind to a stranger. And that's kind of where I bring in the acts of kindness every month on the 21st. It's not about waking up and being not kind on every other day, but it's about waking up on the 21st of every month with the intention, with the purpose of waking up in the morning, knowing that I'm going to go out and create an opportunity to be kind and connect with someone that I wouldn't otherwise. And these are people in my everyday, right? I do everyday clothing inspired by the everyday, for the everyday. And that's who I choose to target with my kindness acts. It's everyday people like me that may look like from the outside that, you know, I've got on clean clothes. I have a smile on my face. I live in a house. Like, but it doesn't mean that I still don't have moments where I really suffer inside. And I think with everything that we hear, if I could lead a brand to where other people are inspired to actually go out in their communities and pay it forward by buying a coffee, intentionally holding open the door, creating opportunities to just say thank you and, hey, I recognize you and we're doing this thing called life. And, you know, because that's where life happens. It's in the everyday. It's in the everyday grind. And so that's
what
how
sort
I
of opportunities do you create to do this kind of? What sort of opportunities?
Sure.
Like, I know you do this on the 21st. Like last month, what did you do on the 21st?
Absolutely. So I actually am popping up. Actually, my store is, I just have a pop-up space that is in Yorktown Mall in Lombard, actually. I'm just there for the holidays. But like I said, I've owned a gym for 8 years, and I've been lucky enough to, you know, be very flexible in my schedule. But before that, as I mentioned, I worked retail for a really long time. And so around the holidays, when a lot of people get a chance to slow down and kind of, you know, be with their families and enjoy that time off, I was always ramping up and working longer hours, working more, less time with family. It was really a stressful time for me. And so I started bringing on kindness ambassadors. And so these are girls that I, you know, I feel like really fit my brand, high school girls and college girls. So this was the first act. I brought them out with me to Oak Brook Mall. So we went out there the day before Thanksgiving, and it was a Wednesday night. Mall was super quiet, but yet stores are open. So I bought, and this comes from, you know, out of my pocket. I, you know, being a small business owner, I could ask other businesses to donate things, but I'm also a small business owner, and I know what it's like to actually, you know what I mean, get asked for donations all the time. So this is something I take from, you know, sales that I make through my clothing. And so I bought 40 $5 coffee cards. And so it comes with a message that's on a bookmark that I touched on about the Be Kind to Yourself, the 5-day challenge. And so we went out around 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And so we went into retail stores and we went to the employees, and it just becomes, it's no longer about selling clothes, and it becomes about the message. We just wanted to say thank you. You know, you're working harder, getting ready for Thanksgiving while we're all out and enjoying, and, you know, our families. And we just want to say thank you for working hard. So over the weekend, when you have someone that actually might not be so kind to you or be upset that there's long lines or we don't have something in stock, like, there's people out there that really do appreciate what you're doing. So we video some of this stuff, and this is the first time we had it on video. Video is really amateur, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you know what?
But we
did see that. I did see that, Tracy. It was very well done. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, we're just going to break 1 second. I want to let anybody who's tuning in now to know that we're talking to Tracy Janowitz, who's the owner and founder of Sweaty Swag, an athletic leisure clothing line designed to inspire. She certainly is inspiring. We're right in the middle of, she's got 5 days of kindness with, so 5 tips, 5 reminders to be kind, which for some people it's second nature, but other people, you get really wrapped up in the season and sometimes you're short with that store clerk. Maybe you're upset about something that happened to you, that somebody wronged you, and you're taking it out on a loved one or even a stranger. You know, these are just little reminder tips, as I tell my kids. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Let's remember that. Okay, we were on day 4, Inspire Kindness. Is that where we left off, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of 3 and 4 can tie in together, being kind to a stranger and talking about opportunities where you create connections to be kind to a stranger and inspiring kindness. So doing something with such authenticity that inspires others around you to do the same. So I've done where I've stood outside coffee shops before. I try and support local business when I can, and Elmhurst is where our gym is. So I partnered with that coffee shop, Brewpoint, actually Coffee in Elmhurst, shout out to them. And so I've done that with them 3 months now, where I buy like $100 worth of coffee. I stand outside their door. They help me out by making the process easy. And I'm just like, you know, hey, good morning, come on in. You know, Sweaty Swag's buying your coffee. And so I've had interactions where I've had people just like dumbfounded and couldn't believe. It's so simple to do, but it's really changed the recourse of their day. I've had people cry, actually, because of the being able to do something like that and just kind of hitting someone at a point where, you know, they've just had a bad day and it just really turned their day around.
Mm-hmm.
But you touched on like the holiday season and the hustle and the bustle. And I think that's when we need to do it most, like when we're in a hurry, or that's when we need to still create opportunities to be kind and connections with others. Because at the end of the day, as much as we like to think that the world revolves around us, there are other people, we are connected in some way, and we search for that, whether we admit it verbally or not. Like, it's something I think we all seek for. And I've never walked out of a kindness act or doing something with intention and being nice where I felt worse after, no matter how I felt before. So if that makes sense.
Sure. It's kind of like working out, too.
You
always feel good afterwards. So tying back to Sweaty Swag, in your athletic, your sports and fitness company in Elmhurst. You know, this show, we feature not-for-profits all the time. But then I do have some for-profit companies that I highlight because they're a good example and they're leaders in the industry for others to look at, follow perhaps, and take some initiative from the examples that they're showing. So let's talk about the line, the Sweaty Swag line, the fabric, the feel. What do you want your customers to experience? And then, of course, we got to get your website so people know where they can purchase these lovely Sweaty Swag items. They're not sweaty. They're actually very nice. I've seen them. They're not worn and sweated on, I should say.
I like it. So I've been Sweaty Swag. I started just over a year ago. And so I started it selling through the gym because I had an audience and I already had a customer base. So because that's what I do for a living, I wanted to make sure that pieces that I brought in were things that I could wear to work out in, but I could easily transition and transform them into my everyday. So no matter what our styles are, we all need the basics. And so I just kind of do more of the basics with a little bit of a fun twist. That's kind of my own style thrown into the brand. So part of my line, which I call it my swag line, I actually manufacture in Chicago. So I have some of my own designs where, you know, I've partnered with the manufacturer. I said I want the pieces to look and feel just kind of loose, swingy, very soft to the touch. My fabrics, I want to bring in things that you want to wear. We've all done the thing where we've gone out and we've bought something really adorable, cute and trendy, and then it sits in the back of our closet for with tags on it for, you know, who knows how long. I wanted to create things that you're living life in, right? I said it's about it's a vehicle to spread my message. And so I put messaging in different spaces. You might see it front and center with that tagline, life is sweaty, work it out. You might also find that same tagline on your forearm, right? Inside your shirt. I'm very inspired by tattoos. And if we are going to put ink on our bodies forever, well, then I think that's a good place to put messaging for as a reminder. So forearm is something I use if I'm driving in my car, if I'm taking a testing class, if I'm picking my kids up. It's just that reminder for me that, yeah, life is sweaty, you know. I've done mirror imaging before. So like you might find a message, you walk in the mirror, and then you see the message, right? It's personal. It's for you. And so one of those messages you may see is, object in mirror is stronger than she appears, or beauty's in the eyes of the beholder.
I love that.
You are the beholder. You are beautiful. So
I love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the messages you have on all of that. But you also have like a Cameo racer back tank that I love. I'm like looking here and going, okay, this could totally be under the Christmas tree this year. Oh, there's one that says kindness nerd. How funny is that?
Oh,
and
the
be kind
line.
Poncho.
I do some kids stuff. Mhm.
Yeah. So
yes.
Cute.
Yes.
The be kind poncho. I love it. Great line. I've felt the material myself. I can vouch for it. It's really cute stuff. Really good stuff. You can check her out. She's on Facebook, guys. Tracy Janowitz, owner and founder of Sweaty Swag, an athletic and leisure clothing line designed to inspire. And, Tracy, let's give them out your website.
Sure.
It's easy,
so
right?
So Sweaty Swag.
SweatySwag.com.
Mm-hmm. SweatySwag.com. All one word. SweatySwag.com. You can find me on Facebook under the same name. Instagram, you can find me at Sweaty Swag Inspired. And then I had mentioned earlier in the broadcast that I actually have a pop-up space lower level on in Yorktown Mall in Lombard. And so I'm there through January. And you can shop online. You can come shop with me in person. I pop up at a lot of spaces. I do a lot of gyms in the area, stuff like that, just to give an opportunity to kind of show my clothing and spread the message.
Love it. Tracy, keep up the good work. We're very proud of you. Keep inspiring. And, hey, I challenge all of you to take that Sweaty Swag kindness challenge. Go to Tracy's website, SweatySwag.com, or even follow her on Facebook and Twitter and all those other good sites. She's adorable, and the clothes are adorable, too. Thanks so much, Tracy. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for coming on the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, with that, you guys, we got to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And we'll see you next week for another edition of The Good Show. So long, everybody. Bye-bye, Tracy. Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy.